Welcome to Local Focus, a public service of WTZQ. Local Focus brings community partners together to provide news and information on services, charitable organizations, and businesses that are active in the community.
Good morning. 5 minutes after 9 in the morning on Local Focus this morning, we're going to talk animals. As promised, we have James Lyon from Elio Canine Care. James, nice to have you here, sir.
Thank you, Marcus, for having me.
And you have a special guest on your lap.
Yes, Snoopy. This is my Chihuahua Dachshund mix. Yeah. Often I refer to as Dinah the Greyhound's trainer. She's the one.
Yes, we met Dinah. Yep. Yeah. All right. Fantastic. And we also have John Lynn. John, great to see you again.
Great to see you too. Absolutely.
Your day job is Advantage Auction Services. Mm-hmm. And of course, you're on this Animal Services Advisory Committee as well. Just touch very briefly on what you do with your auction services besides saving Mark and Paige when we were moving.
30-minute elevator speech. Yeah. Basically what we do is we offer a service. I work with Keller Williams Mountain Realty over here in Hendersonville as well.
Yeah.
And I can do an estate basically from beginning to end. We can help sell the personal property in the home, use some of the proceeds to clean up, maybe make repairs or whatnot so it doesn't come out of the family's pocket.
Yep.
And then we can, after that, we can list the house, you know, traditional, or I just auctioned off 4 homes down in Mooresboro.
Wow.
Back in December.
Well, Paige and I can certainly vouch for what you do with all the stuff that's inside the house. You helped us clear out a lot, so thank you. Okay. And we've offered your name and number to a lot of people.
Thank you, James.
Very quickly, before we get to this, tell us... Give us your 30-second Elio Canine Care.
Elio Canine Care is a dog training company here in the Henderson County area.
Yeah.
We specialize in one-on-one training with families with their dogs, from basic obedience to little puppy tail wagging works to social work like therapy dog training as well as service dog work.
Yeah. You know, there's one thing about having a pet. But there's another thing about having a well-trained pet.
Yes.
It makes life so much easier for both the pet and the owner.
Well said.
So there you go. All right, let's move on to the reason why you both are here today, and that is the Animal Services Advisory Committee of Henderson County. Mm-hmm. One of you take this question. What is the Animal Services Advisory Committee of Henderson County?
The advisory committee serves as a group of citizens working together to provide counsel to the animal shelter on its operations, as well as the Henderson County Sheriff's Department's Animal Enforcement Division. So we work on advising and consulting with both great resources in the county on their operations and helping get things more concisely down, helping the residents of Henderson County understand the rights and laws that their animals are under.
Interesting. So what is that like? What are some of the things that you deal with?
There's all kinds of things that we deal with. We've adjusted our ordinance over the years for nuisance animals, different situations with the number of animals you can keep at one place. Like, you know, you hear people that have a dozen cats and whatnot.
Right.
And that can be a tough situation to, you know, humanely take care of a huge amount of cats or animals or whatnot. So, you know, we have our limits, but, you know, the what's really great is with our animal enforcement division with the Sheriff's Department, those guys are awesome. If they come out and there's a complaint or whatnot, you know what, they're not bent on giving you a ticket when they get their citation. They want to work with people and try to get people to understand the law.
Absolutely.
And to be courteous towards their neighbors and, you know, basically for the safety of the dog, you know, that might get out, get hit by something or whatnot.
Sure.
So, and we work directly. We basically work for the Board of Commissioners is who we work for.
Of course, as one of the county committees.
Yep.
So we were talking off mic a minute ago also about an animal that may have been deemed to be dangerous.
Yes.
They can, someone can come to the Animal Services Advisory Committee. And what happens then?
At present, the best way to clarify what that is our committee, in terms of a dangerous dog appeal from a dog's owner, would be like the same level as a district court. Regarding what their animal is being deemed as, because in the law, your dog is your property.
Uh-huh.
So when your dog is deemed dangerous, this is your personal property that is being deemed dangerous to the public.
Okay.
And for that to be involved if a dog bites someone, causes injury, causes damage to property, and is deemed so, then there are all sorts of guardrails that now come up in state law. Uh-huh. Throughout the counties of North Carolina, if you were to move out of the county, you'd have to notify the sheriff, notify the incoming sheriff's county you're coming into. This is a very tedious process that many dog owners feel that even if their dog's act was recognizably dangerous, that they will want to appeal. And that's what we support, is the citizens' right to appeal their case.
And that's what they would do. The first step of appealing is coming to you?
Correct.
Or coming to the committee.
And basically the design for this was to have it come to the committee as the first step and keep it out of court. That way,
sure.
Huge court docket. It's always backed up, and you know, rightfully so. I get that, but we're there as the first line of appeals. And once we get done with the hearing, usually one of the law enforcement officers, and we have one who's really awesome, Sergeant Vince Griggs, super nice guy. He's usually the first one to go to the family or whoever and work with them on being in compliance so okay. They'll be able to keep their animal.
Okay. You know? One of the things we want to make sure we get out in the interview today, by the way, we're speaking with James Lyon with Elu Canine Care and John Lynn, Advantage Auction Services. They are both members of the Animal Services Advisory Committee of Henderson County. You're looking. You have some vacancies on the board right now.
Correct.
So
correct.
you're looking for people to join this board.
Absolutely.
What type of people are you looking for? What type of people fit this board?
Well, John's been on the committee since virtually the beginning of the committee.
Oh, wow.
And he has served as chair in multiple terms. And this is my first term as chair of the committee. So I'd say, well, first of all, if you like animals.
Sure. Yeah.
It's basically if, you know, it's not only caring about your own animals, but, you know, it's having a heart towards others. And it comes from a level of giving.
Yeah.
And animals are a passion of mine.
So I know that. I know that from my time spent with you.
My heart goes right out to them. Yeah, I'd like your cat. You know that.
I do know that. Yeah. Yes, I do.
Absolutely.
All right. So, again, vacancies. You currently have vacancies. If someone is interested in finding out more about that, what does one do?
The Henderson County
website?
Committee website. Yes, the government website.
Okay.
The place to go to.
Yeah, the county website, Henderson County. Anyway, type of Henderson County.
Yes. Yeah.
And then you look for animal services,
yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what can we as a community do to help support what Animal Services Advisory Committee of Henderson County does? On a daily and
I mean, so the committee itself meets on a quarterly basis. We are the Thursday? The first Thursday
It's January, April, July, and October, all
yes.
of those
gotcha.
Days.
Gotcha. So you're not asking for a huge time commitment.
No, it's not. And then the meeting's usually 30 minutes to an hour, sometimes longer depending on our agenda.
Yeah.
Dangerous dog hearing can run about the same way. Some are cut and dry and some really are drawn out a little bit.
Sure.
So. Which those are closed, but the committee meetings are open to the public.
Yeah.
We encourage the public as our recent county commissioner election showed, the public cares about who their leaders are in
yeah.
governing processes.
Yeah.
We're open to the public. We invite people from all walks to come and see how it works.
Okay. Let me ask this last question, if you don't mind. John, John Lynn, you've been on this committee for a while. Mm-hmm. What have you enjoyed most about being on this committee?
Honestly, affecting change. Positive change. I started back in 2012. I filled in for someone, and we had only been a committee for about 3 years.
Yeah.
So I was a fill-in for a term, and then I went to a couple of more terms, had to take a year off. The one thing I've seen is we've really gotten rid of a lot of the bloat that we had in the ordinance. We've been able to change up some of the ways that we look at the law and whatnot, and it's beneficial to both the pet owners and anybody that may affect law enforcement as well. And, you know, it's just it's striking a balance between making sure that your pets are safe and that you're, you know, respecting everybody else's, you know, property and all that. And, you know, that's pretty much it. It's just really trying to make everything positive and work out on all sides.
Sure. Well, I'm glad you answered the question that way, because my next question was going to be, what are some of the things you've seen over the years since you've been there? So that's okay. And James, I got to ask the same question to you. You've been on it long enough to have been asked to be the chair, right?
Yes.
So
yes.
What is it that you enjoy most about serving on the Animal Services Advisory Committee of Henderson County?
What I've enjoyed about seeing in the processes involved is how our ordinances work in tandem with state law, and seeing how we can work within state law to have community-based solutions within the ordinances, you know, specific to our needs, you know, from everything about, you know, cats, you know, a number of cats in a household, you know, people with their dogs, as well as other animal life as well, and basically finding ways to make these aspects of these laws and interpretation unique to our needs in this county.
Yeah.
And what Henderson County means to the region as well.
Wow. Wow. So once again, Animal Services Advisory Committee of Henderson County, you currently have some vacancies that you would like to see filled.
Three currently. Yes.
Three. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, folks, we need you to go to the Henderson County government website and look for Animal Services and take the steps to see about being on this committee. I will say on behalf of the community, I want to thank both of you guys. You have businesses to run. You got
Absolutely.
You got animals to train. But the fact that you take your own time to help make sure that Henderson County is a good place for animals and their owners.
Absolutely.
Because that's personal time that you're taking. So so thanks for being part of the solution.
Absolutely.
Of things.
We
All
enjoy
righty.
It.
Yes.
We're
glad to be it.
Once
yes.
again, John Lyon, Advantage. I'm thinking animals. John Lynn, Advantage Auction Services. By the way, if you want to know, if you're looking to move, if you got stuff to get rid of, got stuff you want to sell, this is the guy. I can vouch for it. James, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Elio
thank
Canine
you, Mark.
Care as well. We appreciate it. All righty. Once again, folks, the Animal Services Advisory Committee of Henderson County. There are three vacancies currently they're looking to fill. Go to the Henderson County government website, click on Animal Services, and see if you can't also be part of the solution with animals here in Henderson County. Local Focus, we do it every Tuesday and Thursday right here on your community radio station, WTZQ.